פרק ג' מסכת ברכות. מי שמסוי מותר לפניו. If a person has a close relative who's dead before him, who must be buried. Potter מקריאה שמה ומן התפילה ומן התפילין. He's potter from learning קריאה שמה, from שמונה עשרה, and from תפילין. Who had in from all mitzvahs? The chiddush is even these mitzvahs that have kabbalas malchus shamayim. Why is he potter? Because he's torud, he's overwrought with the tirud of the mitzvah that he must bury his dead. Nosei hamita, v'chilufein, v'chilufei chilufein. Those who carry the coffin, their replacements, and those who replace them. Eshe lefnei hamita, v'eshe le'achar hamita. Those before the coffin who are waiting to carry it, and those who are after, who are behind. Eshe lehamita tzorach bohen p'turin. Those that are needed to carry the mace are potter. V'eshe ein lehamita tzorach bohen chayav. And those that are not needed are chayav in kriyas shema. Elu v'elu p'turin min ha'tfilah. But they're potter when it comes to Shmona Esrei. One shot in the Rav is, since it's only Midrabbonim. Mishnah Beis. Kavru es hameis v'chozru. If they bury the dead and are returning. Im yecholim lahaschu v'ligmor. If they can begin and finish the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. That's how the Tosfos Yontif explains. Achilo yagil l'shura. Before they reach the line which forms to comfort the oval on his way back from burying the dead. Yaschilu, they should begin. Vim lav lo yaschilu, otherwise they should not. Those who stand in the line, the ones on the inside who can see the face of the oval are potter from Kriya Shema, those on the outside are chayav.
Mishnah Gimel.
Noshim v'avodim uktanim p'turim mikriya shema u'min ha'tfilin. Women and eveknani, a minor, they're potter from Kriya Shema and from tfilin. We know already women and an eveknani are potter from mitzvahs esei she'azman groma, from a time-related mitzvah. So why are we telling us that you're potter from Kriya Shema and from Tefillin? By Kriya Shema, I might think they're chayav because it has Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim. And by Tefillin, the Rav explains, since it's compared to Mezuzah in the parsha of Kriya Shema, and women are chayav in Mezuzah, I might think she's chayav in Tefillin, Kamash Malon, not. A minor is potter from Kriya Shema, even if he reaches the age of Chinuch, since the time when you're chayav to say Kriya Shema, the minor is not by his father, therefore there's no din Chinuch. From tefillin is potter, there's a prohibition of hafocha when you're wearing tefillin, of emitting gas, and a cotton cannot prevent himself from this, therefore he's potter. V'chayavim batfilo uva mezuzah uva birkas hamazon. They're chayav though in Shmona Esrei, in mezuzah, and by birkas hamazon. Since Shmona Esrei is midrabbanan, and the Yisoid is requesting rachamim, the rabbanan were mesakin, also by women and by ketanim. Mezuzah, the chiddush is, that even though it's compared in the parsha of Kriya Shema to learning Torah, which a woman is potter on, still they're chayv in mezuzah. By Birkas Hamazon, the Gemara has a sopik whether women are chayv midiyoraisa, or perhaps only midirabbanan, because it says in the posik, Al ha'oretz ha'toyva asher nosan loch, that bench on the good land that Hashem has given you, and women did not receive Eretz Yisrael, so therefore there's a tzad that they're potter from Birkas Hamazon midiyoraisa.
Mishnah Dalet.
Balkeri mahara beliboy ve'inu mevorech lo lefoneo ve'lo liachareho. Ezra was masakin, if a person was moitzi zera, he's also bedivrei Torah, in order to prevent talmidei chachamim from being with their wives constantly. When it comes to Kriya Shema, which is dioraisa, mahara belibo, he should think the words in his mind. When it comes to the brachas before and after, which are midrabbanan, they did not require a balkeri. Ve'al hamozen mevorech liacharov ve'inu mevorech lefoneo. Birkas Hamazon after eating, which is Dioraisa, again he should think the words, but there's no chiv by the bracha before, which is Dirabonim. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Mavarach Lefneim, Liacharem, Rabbi Yehuda says, he should make the bracha both before and after, verbally. We paskin that they were Mavato, the Takona of Ezra, because the Tzibor was not able to withstand this Takona. Mishneh Hei. Hoya Eimin Batfila, Veniska Shu Balkeri. If in the middle of Shemona Esra he realized he was a Balkeri. Lo Yafsik, Aliyakatzer, he shouldn't stop, but rather summarize each bracha, saying the beginning and the end. You're a litbo, if he went to be toivo. Im yochola alois ulis kasos velukros achlo tonen tzachamo, if it was early in the morning, and he can get out and cover himself, and say Kriya Shema before sunrise, which is when the vosikin are medaktik to say Kriya Shema, then yalav yiskasev v'yikra, he should get out, cover himself, and read. Vim lav yiskasev v'mayim v'yikra. Otherwise, in the mikveh itself, he should cover himself, and lame. He should use cloudy water so that his lave won't be able to see the erva. Avalo yiskaser levamayim harayim velevamei hamishur. He shouldn't cover himself with water which has a bad smell or water that flax was soaked in. The Gemara inserts here, velo yikra eitzel meraglayim achi yitin lasocha mayim.
he shouldn't lay Kriya Shema next to urine unless he puts water in it, a revis. V'kama yachik mehem uminat soya, how much should he distance himself from urine or from tzoya if he didn't put water in the urine? Arba amas, the amount of 4 amas, unless it's in front of him. Then he has to move away until he can't see it.
Mishnah Vav. Let's make a short hakdoma. Ezra was masakin that a balkeri requires tila for learning. That din also applies to a woman who had relations. She requires tefillah. She wants to daven. Even if she was toivel, if after Zera came out, within 3 days of when she had relations, so the Zera is roy to produce a child, she again needs tefillah. So zok the Mishnah, zov shera keri, v'nida shapol tishichva zera. If a zov became a balkeri, or a nida, where Zera came out, when she had relations before she was a nida, so here, they require tefillah for divrei Torah, for davening, even though anyway they're going to remain tomei because he's a zov and she's a nida. The amashamesha shiros a nida, and also a woman who had relations and then she became a nida, tzrichin tefillah, she requires a tefillah. This last case, we'll see the chiddush is for Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda paiter, Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need tefillah since anyway they're tomei, and the chiddush is even by mishameshes, that even though then when she had relations she was mechuyiv to have a tefillah, since afterwards she became a nida, there's no din tefillah required. Again, we paskin that they were mevatel the takana of Ezra.